Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's Friday, September the 17th. I'm Tammy Trujillo, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and las.com. Here's your morning news. The latest health order from Los Angeles County has indoor bars and venues preparing to check your vaccine status at the door. KPCC's Julia Paskin has more.
LA County says establishments where people are mingling close together without their masks are at high risk for spreading coronavirus infection, especially when alcohol is involved. That's why starting October 7th, public health is ordering bars, nightclubs, lounges, wineries, and breweries to only admit patrons who show proof of vaccination. Staff have to get vaxxed too.
Most of our employees are vaccinated, but I know there's a good amount of customers that come in that aren't.
That's Michael Maglieri, owner of the Rainbow Bar and Grill and the Whiskey A Go-Go. He says it's not getting staff to check vaccine cards that worries him.
It's more of the crowd response and people complaining or not having their stuff on them.
But even with a possible short-term dip in business, Maglieri believes the health order will mean staying open in the long run. Venues with more than 10,000 people, such as stadiums and arenas, will also start checking your vaccine status, but will accept a recent negative coronavirus test instead. I'm Julia Paskin.
Now an update on COVID in schools. As of last week, almost 30,000 students and staff in LA County had to be quarantined after being exposed to someone with COVID. But according to the County Department of Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer, less than 70 of them, that's 0.2%, actually ended up getting sick. So now the county is offering schools the option of a modified quarantine. Instead of requiring all unvaccinated students who are exposed to COVID to stay at home, possibly affecting their learning, schools now have the option of allowing some of them to continue attending school in person.
The exposed student must remain asymptomatic for the duration of the quarantine period. They must also stay home except for classroom and educational instruction activities. And they need to continue to always wear a mask indoors, outdoors, and on the school bus.
Students in this modified quarantine would have to be tested twice a week. And the option is off the table if the student is exposed to a known outbreak of three or more related cases at the school. Happening today, the LA Clippers breaking ground on their new arena in Inglewood. The nearly $2 billion venue expected to be ready in time for the 2024-25 season. The new Inglewood Basketball and Entertainment Center is expected to include an 18,000-seat basketball arena, a team practice facility, and corporate offices for the team. The team says the project will create about 7,000 full and part-time construction jobs, up to 1,500 full and permanent part-time jobs when it opens. The coronavirus pandemic upended college plans for many students, but one group seems to be opting out at a particularly high rate. KPCC's Joe Replogle has more.
The California Dream Act allows undocumented students to apply for a state Cal grant that covers full tuition at UC and CSU schools, and some costs at private four-year colleges and community colleges. But California Dream Act applications dropped 15% over the past 2 years.
It is a very concerning drop.
Marlene Garcia directs the California Student Aid Commission. She says thousands of students were hit hard by the pandemic and might have canceled their college plans. Plus, many undocumented families may be scared to sign up for a government program.
We've really tried to communicate that their identities are protected and that this is a benefit that California offers to all students, including students without immigration documentation.
Students can start applying for state financial aid for next fall on October 1st. Covering Pathways to Higher Education, I'm Jill Replogle.
And in our forecast for today, it's going to be cooler once again. Beaches right around the low 70s, low 80s inland, mid-80s in the San Fernando and the Santa Clarita Valleys, low 90s for the Antelope Valley. This trend continues through the weekend. There is a slight heat up on the way. It comes Tuesday when a mild Santa Ana condition blows in. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Join us again next time. Meanwhile, you can get more news on las.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.